Good mornings.
早上好。
And the Psalm 333 is one of my favorite songs.
刚才这首332是我最喜欢的一首诗歌之一。
And when I was down spiritually, and all I need to do is to sing this song one more time.
当我那个灵里面低沉的时候，要做的就是来唱，再来唱一遍这首诗歌。
Then I ask myself, what do I rather have?
然后我就问自己，我宁愿要有什么呢？
And every time I will make the same choice, I would rather have Jesus.
那每次我的选择还都是一样，我宁愿有耶稣。
And my spirit.Be lifted up.
然后我的灵就被提起来。
And it works every time.
每次这件事都成就。
And so, brothers and sisters, as we come together and gather around the table, then we should ask ourselves, what do we rather have?
所以弟兄姐妹们，当我们早上到饼杯面前的时候，要问自己一个问题，我们宁愿要有什么？
And I hope that.In your heart, in your spirit, you will come to the same conclusion that you would rather have Jesus.
那我希望在我们的心里面，在灵里面，我们最后的结论就是我宁愿有耶稣。
Let's turn to the Bible to Matthew.
让我们一起翻到圣经马太福音。
We read Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
We'll start verse 19.
我们从第十九节开始。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 19.
马太福音第六章十九节。
Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven,where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能锈坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能锈坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other,Or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明；你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等大呢？一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they?Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life?
所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑，吃什么，喝什么；为身体忧虑，穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里。你们的天父尚且养活它，你们不比飞鸟贵重得多吗？你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？
And what do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is there today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你想草野地里的百合花怎么长起来？它也不劳苦，也不纺线。然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。你们这小信的人呢，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？所以不要忧虑说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
Romans chapter 14 verse 17，
罗马书十四章十七节。
Book of Romans chapter 14 and verse 17，
罗马书十四章十七节。
For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平并圣灵中的喜乐。
I'll read it one more time. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
那我来再读一遍。因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平并圣灵中的喜乐。
Final verse is Matthew 5 verse 5，
最后一处在马太福音第五章第五节。
Matthew 5, verse 5. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth.
第五章第五节，温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth.
温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
Father, we thank you this morning. We can once again to come before your words.
父啊，我们感谢您，今天早上我们又可以再一次来到您话语面前。
Every time we come before your words, we realize that we are inadequate.
每次到您话语面前的时候，我们就知道自己的不足。
We are inadequate in speaking, we are inadequate in hearing.
我们在讲的、在听的上面都有不足。
Therefore, we ask the Holy Spirit to anoint our heart.
所以我们求圣灵来膏我们的心。
So we will have the ability to speak, and we have that ability to hear.
让我们有能力可以来说，可以来听。
Father, we are so thankful because before we are asking, you have already answered us.
父啊，我们感谢您，我们还未祈求您就已经应允。
Just as we speaking, you already hear us.
当我们这样祈求的时候，您早已听到我们。
Therefore, we know you will hear our prayer this morning.
所以我们知道您会垂听我们今早的祷告。
Give us that measure of grace as we open the words.
主啊，给我们足够的恩典，把您自己的话语打开。
We pray this morning that you will find that good soil.
我们祷告今天早上您的话可以找到好土。
That will bear fruit 30 and 50 and 100 fold.
您的话可以结果有30倍。有五十倍，有一百倍的。
We commit the rest of time into your hand.
我们把以下的时间交托在您手里。
We pray in Jesus' name.
如此祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. This morning, my subject is seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
今天早上我的题目就是先求他的国他的义。
So the key verses is they'll seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all the things will be added to you.
所以我的这个章节就是你们要先求他的国他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
Brother and sister, this verses is not an exhortation.
弟兄姐妹们，这个章节不是
一个鼓励，
不是一个鼓励。
This verse is a command.
这个经节是一个命令。
It's not only a command. This verses is a promise also.
不光是一个命令，而且是一条应许。
It is a command with promise.
这是带着应许的命令。
So we want to contemplate.About this verses this morning.
所以今天早上我们就在这个章节上来思想。
On one hand, there's a kingdom and His righteousness.
在一方面是他的国，他的义。
On the other hand, are the least things in our life.
另外就是在我们生活里面所需用的这一切东西。
Brother and sister, life is about priority.
弟兄姐妹们，我们的生命关乎的就是优先次序。
The critical question in our spiritual life.Is who is the first?
在我们属灵里面最关键的问题就是谁居首位。
It's not who should be the first.
不是说谁应该居首位。
If we ask the question who should be the first, every one of us will have the right answer.
如果我们今天问谁应该居首位，大家都可以正确的回答。
But the question is who is actually the first in our life?
但这个问题是在我们的生命之中。真实的情形，谁是居首位的
？Who is first in your life？
在你的生命里面，谁是居首位的
？Who is first in my life？
在我的生命里面，谁是居首位的
？From Genesis until Revelations, there is a spiritual battle going on.
从创世纪一直到启示录，在灵里面有一个征战。
And this battle is about who is first.
这个征战就是谁居首位。
There has been a huge spiritual battle.
这是一个极大的属灵的征战。
In the history of Israel,
在以色列人的历史上
，they continue to struggle with this.
他们在这件事上一直在挣扎。
Is Jehovah the first or the Baal the first?
是耶和华居首位呢，还是巴利居首位
？There is going to be one first.
因为只有一个能居首位。
And Israel has to make a choice.
以色列人他们要选择
Who is the first?
谁是居首位的
Is Jehovah the first or Baal the first?
到底是耶和华还是巴利
So Elijah challenged Israel to make that decision.
所以以利亚当时就来挑战这些百姓让他们做这个选择
Today is the same way.
今天也是一样
Who is the first?
谁居首位
What is the first?
什么是居首位
Is the kingdom and righteousness the first?
是他的国他的义居首位呢
Or these things of our life
或是需用的这一切东西
Human have the tendency to place our Lord in second place
我们作为人总有一个倾向是把神放在次位
In Gospel of Luke Jesus asked an individual follow me
在路加福音主耶稣曾经向一个人说你来跟从我
And this man was moved and he said Lord
这个人被感动他就说主啊
Permit me first to go and bury my father
他说容我先回去埋葬我的父亲
Oh this is great right
这其实是不错的是吧
Lord permit me first to bury my father's
主啊，容我先去埋葬我的父亲。
What does that mean? This reply means the Lord, my father is in first place.
其实这件事后面的意思就是说，主啊，我的父亲是居首位的。
I love you, Lord, but you are the second place.
主啊，我爱你，但是你是居次位的。
As long as my father is still alive, I cannot follow you.
只要我的父亲他还活在这里，我就不能来侍奉你。
I need to go home and stay with my father until he passed away.
我要回家跟我父亲住在一起，直到他去世。
I bury him, then I will follow you.
那个时候我埋葬他，再来跟从你。
This is a simply a statement. Say, Lord, you are the second place.
其实简单的讲，他讲的就是，主啊，你是居次位的。
Isn't this our situation many many times?
这是不是我们多次以来都是这样光景呢
？And the Lord move us and call us, and we often say, Lord.Permit me, allow me to raise my child until he go to school.
当神来呼召我们的时候，我们说主啊，我爱你，但是让我的孩子已经上学再说。
You know, I really love you, but you know, I have this baby.
我虽然爱您，但是我有这个孩子在家里。
You just permit me to raise this baby until he or she go to school.
容我。让这个婴孩他长到能上学的年纪，我再来跟从你。
Now I will follow you.
现在我再来跟从你。
What does this mean?
这是什么意思呢
？And my child is first, and Lord, you are the second.
那就是说，主啊，我的孩子是居首位的，主你是次位的。
After a while, your child go to school. After all.
那总之，你的孩子会去上学。
And the Lord calls you again.
神再来呼召你。
Then you ask yourself. Then you think about it. Then you pray, Lord, permit me to establish myself in my workplace.
然后你思想之后，就向神祷告说：“主啊，容我现在我工作上有成就。”
You know, right now I'm not established in my workplace.
因为现在我刚进入到工作里面。
And my job is not stable.
我的工作还没那么稳定。
You know, give me just a few years, and I will have a stable job. I will establish myself. Then I will definitely serve you.
给我几年时间，让我在工作里面稳定了，我建立自己了，然后再说跟随你。
Therefore, we put our job first.
所以我们把工作摆在首位。
And Lord is next.
主是次要的。
After a few years.We established a very strong position in our company. Nobody can think of firing me.
然后过了很多年，几年之后，我在公司里面真的是被建立，而且呢，甚至我不会失掉这个工作。
I'm very, very secure.
我是非常非常的有安全感。
And Lord, come to call us again, and so follow me, serve me.
这个时候，神又来呼召你说，某某人，你来跟从我。
Then he will say, Lord, I need to send my kids to college.
然后你又跟主讲，主啊，我要让我的孩子上大学。
It will take a lot of resources to go to college.
因为上大学需要很多的资源。
And you just permit me to work a few more years.
主啊，容我再工作几年。
Until I send all those kids to college.
等到我所有的孩子都进了大学之后。
Then I will come back and follow you.
我再回来。跟从你。
So you put your financial situation first, and Lord, the next.
所以你就把你的财务摆在首位，把主摆在次要。
Then after a few years, then your kids graduate from college.
过了几年，您的孩子也都从大学毕业了。
And the financial burden is off of you.
这个财务也不成为你的一个担子了。
Then you pray to the Lord, Lord, only a few years.Left before I retire.
然后你就跟神祷告说，主啊，还有几年我就要退休了。
Just only a few years.
只有几年而已。
No, why don't I just focus to complete those few years and I will retire. I will follow you. I will serve you.
就让我有这几年时间，让我真的从工作上退休之后再来跟从你。
Now you put yourself first, and Lord next.
这时候你把你自己摆在首位。把神摆在次要。
And after a few years, you indeed retire.
然后过了几年，你确实已经退休了。
Then you say, Lord, now I have this grandson I need to raise.
然后你就跟主讲，主啊，我现在有孙子了。
You know, this grandson depend on me.
这个孙子需要我来照顾。
Why don't we give you some time until this grandson go to school?
要不要等我的孙子上学之后？
Brother and sister, if you place God in the second place, You will never be able to follow the Lord. You will never be able to serve Him.
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们总把神摆在次位的话，你永远也不能来跟随主。
Therefore, I want to encourage those who have babies now.
所以我现在要鼓励那些有小小孩的弟兄姐妹们。
Never allow your child to be the first in your life.
不要容许你的孩子在你的生命里面成为首位。
It's not good for your child. It's not good for you.
对你的孩子没有一点好处，对你也没有好处。
If you want to raise a child for the Lord, you have to place God in first place.
如果你要按着神的旨意来教养、带领这个孩子的话，你要把主摆在第一位。
The best thing you can teach your child is let him know that he or she is not the center of universe.
对孩子最好的教育就是让他知道他不是宇宙的中心。
We are doing the opposite.
但我们做的是相反的事。
Every day we remind our baby, our child that he is the most important things in this universe.
每天我们似乎都在提醒这个孩子说他是这个宇宙的中心。
Even if we have child, we must follow the Lord and serve the Lord, put God in the first place.
就算我们有孩子，我们也应该把主、把神摆在第一位。
And then we will serve for the rest of our life.
而且我们余生都要来侍奉他。
The child is in the second place.
孩子是次要的。
Your job is in the second place.
你的工作是次位的。
Your financial situation is in the second place.
你的财务状况是第二位的。
Yourself is in the second place.
你的己是次要的。
Our Lord is the first place.
我们的主是居首位的。
How many of us place God in the second place today?
今天有多少人你是把神摆在第二位的？
The word says we have to first seek His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to us.
今天我们的章节是，你们要先求他的国、他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
What is the first thing we seek in our life?
在我们的生活里面，我们所追求的第一件事是什么呢？
How do you know what is the first thing in your life?
我们怎么知道我的生命里面居首位的是什么呢？
Whatever that is the first thing in your life, that thing will organize your life.
在你生命里面居首位的要来组织你的所有的生活。
If your child is the first thing in your life,
如果你的孩子是第一位的话，
then your whole life is organized around your child.
你所有的生活都是围绕着孩子。
And child is the center of your life.
这个孩子就是你生活的中心。
You can't do this because your child has to go to the soccer game.
你不能做这件事，因为你要带孩子去足球的这个比赛。
You can't do that because your child has another activity.
你不能做这个，因为你的孩子有其他的活动。
You can only do this when your child has no other things.
你能做事的时间就是你孩子没有任何安排的时候。
Your whole life is organized around the first thing in your life, which is your child.
你的生活完全是包围在这个中心里面，就是你的孩子。
If financial is in the center of your life, it's the first in your life.
如果财务是在你的生活里面是第一位的话，
then your life is organized around financial.
然后你的生活都是围绕这个财务的情况。
Then your happiness is tied to the stock index.
那你的喜乐就是跟这个股票指数一样。
If index going up, you're much happier.
当这个指数上升的时候，你就非常高兴。
If index going down, you are less happier.
当这个指数下降的时候，你的喜乐就失去了。
If index going down very quickly, then you are in despair.
如果这个指数下降的又快一点的话，那你就是在忧虑里面了。
Then your life is organized around financial things.
如果你的生命是完全围绕着财务的话，
If health is the first thing in your life,
如果你的生命完全是围绕健康的话，
And your life is organized around the health,
那你的生活都是围绕着你的健康。
And you spend energy, you pay attention, you put resource around your own health,
那你就把所有的时间精力关注都在你的健康上面。
Your life is organized around your own health.
你的生命就是围绕着你自己的健康。
Maybe you are in a situation where you're not concerned about children anymore. You're not concerned about financial matters anymore, but you worry about the illness in your body.
也许你的注意力已经不在孩子身上，不在财务上面。但是也许你的注意力完全在自己的健康上面。
You concern about the physical pain in your body.
你想到的是这个物质上身体上的疼痛。
And this pain is the first thing in your life.
那这个疼痛就成为你生命里面的第一件事。
Then this pain will organize your life.
那因着这个痛苦，你所有的生活就围绕着它。
On the other hand, if we put God in the first place,
但另一方面，如果我们把神放在首位的话
，Then the God will organize the rest of our life.
这时候，神要来组织你所有一切的生活。
In the Bible, Jesus mentioned a rich person.
在圣经里面，耶稣提到一个富人。
A rich person.
啊，一个富，
有钱，
有钱，财主。
Yeah, right. Sorry.And this person is very rich, and his land is very productive.
那这个财主呢，他非常的有钱，他而且有他的田产。
And then he says, he said to himself.
然后他就对自己讲
，What shall I do since I have no place to store my crops?
那我怎么办呢？因为我已经没有地方来存我这些粮食。
Then he said, This is what I do.
那我就要这么做。
And I will tear down my barns.
我要把我的这个仓房都拆了。
And I will build larger ones.
要另外盖一个更大的。
Then I will store all my grains and all my goods in the new barns.
然后我就把我的粮食、把我的财物都放在这个新的仓库里面。
And then I will say to my soul.
然后我就要对自己的灵魂讲。
And it will say, Soul, you have many goods.Laid up for many years to come, take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.
灵魂呐、啊，你有许多财物积存，可以做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。
So what is the first thing of this rich person's life?
所以在这个财主里面，他生命里面的居首位是什么呢
？And the first thing in his life is store up the treasures.
在他生命里面最重要的就是来积存财物。
And this storing up the treasure begin organize his life.
那因着要积存财物，他所有的生活都围绕着这件事。
And he began to tear down his barns.
他就把原来的仓库拆毁了。
Then he built the new ones.
来建一个新的。
He spent a lot of time, energy, resources to construct the new barns.
把他所有的时间、精力、注意力都摆在建新仓库上。
And he put all the new grains and goods in the barn.
他就把所有的财物、粮食都存在这个新的仓库里。
Then he said to his own soul, Soul, you have many, many goods, last for many, many years.
然后他就对自己的灵魂讲说，灵魂呢，你有许多的财物，可以做多年的费用。
What is wrong with this picture?
那但是这个图画里面错在哪里呢？问题在哪里呢
？Maybe you think there's nothing wrong. I wish I would be that rich person.
也许你说一点都没错，甚至我希望像那个财主一样。
I wish I had that barns.
我希望有他那样的仓库。
But there's something wrong with these pictures.
但在这个图画里面有一个问题。
The first problem is that he didn't know that his life will end that day.
第一件事就是他不知道。他的生命当晚就要结束了。
God said, "You fool!"
神说：“你这个无知的人呢
？”This very night, your soul is required of you, and now who will own what you have prepared?
今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢
？So that's the problem with these pictures.
所以在这个图画里面，这是其中的问题。
The barn looks fine.
这个仓库还是很好。
Grains and goods looks fine.
这些钱财。粮食都很好。
But this rich man didn't know that his life will end that evening.
但是这个财主却不知道他的生命在那天晚上就结束了。
You can add barns to your asset.
你可以把你的仓库加在自己的房产里面。
But you cannot add a single hour to your life.
但你却不能让你的寿数增加一刻。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes we worry, we work hard, we want to add stuff to our life.
弟兄姐妹们，我们有的时候这么劳苦，要在我们生命里面增加一些事情。
Maybe we want to add a little bit more salary to our paycheck.
有的时候我们希望我们的年薪可以增长一点。
We want to just add another course, so that I can get that one additional credit.
有的时候我们要多学一门课来得更多的学分。
So we strive to add things to our life.
我们就这样被这个驱使要加增加一些积攒一些东西在我们的生命里。
And no one can add a single hour to his life.
但没有人能让他的寿数增加一刻。
We do not know what our life will be like tomorrow.
我们并不知道明天怎么样。
Nobody will know what your life will be like tomorrow.
没有人今天知道你明天会怎么样。
We are like a vapor.
我们就像这些雾气。
Appear for a little while and vanish.
只出现少时就不见了。
So this is the first problem.
所以这是第一个问题。
We don't know how long we're going to live.
我们不知道自己要存活多久。
So we don't know now who is going to own the barns.
我们也不知道最后谁是得着这个仓库的。
This is the first problem of this pictures.
所以这是这个图画里面的第一个问题。
But this is not the only problem.
但还不是所有的问题。
There are second problem.
还有第二个问题。
The second problem has three aspects. There is moth, there's rust, and there are thieves.
那这第二个问题呢有三个方面，就是有虫子咬，能够锈坏，还有贼来偷。
After this rich man complete the barns, then he realized he will have no peace from that point on.
当这个财主建了这个新仓库之后，他就会意识到他心里突然间没有平安了。
Every thief in the neighborhood will know that this rich man has a new barn.
因为在这个地区所有的贼都知道这个财主有了一个新仓库。
Everyone knows about it. The barn is full.
那每个人都知道这个新仓库里面都装满了。
How can a single person look after that many, many big barns?
那这个人怎么来看管他这么大的一个仓库?
Isn't that a great opportunity for a thief?
对贼来讲这是多好的一个机会。
So from that point, from that day, this rich man would never have any peace.
所以从那一刻开始，这个财主不会有平安了。
That he would spend all his life for the security of his barns.
所以他就会花一生的时间来让他这个仓库成为安全的地方。
And spend a lot of money, resource, attention to guard his own barns.
他所有的时间、精力、他的注意力都在怎么样来看管他的仓库。
But you can guard the thief, you cannot guard the moth.
你可以来看管贼，但虫子你怎么来看管
？And there's a little tiny creature moth. They're going to eat your grains away.
这些小小的虫子要把你的这些粮食要吃掉。
And even maybe you can even fight against the moth.
也许你可以来制服这些虫子。
But what about the rust?
但这些锈怎么办呢
？How can you guard against rust?
那怎么样来让它不生锈呢
？Everything will rust away.
每件事都是可以朽坏、锈坏的。
So this is the second problem.
所以这是第二个问题。
There is a moth, there is a rust, there are thieves.
有虫子，能锈坏，还有贼。
The new barns would not solve the problem.
所以这个新仓库并没有解决他的问题。
He had new worries.
他有了新的思虑。
And the worry is bigger than the old worries.
他这个现在的焦虑比以前要去思想的更加严重。
So rich person in general has more worries than poor person.
所以有钱的人比没有钱的人他要忧虑的东西更多。
This is the second problem.
所以这是第二个问题。
And there's a third problem.
还有第三个问题。
Mark, in the book of Mark,And there is something called deceitfulness of riches.
那在马可福音第六章那里讲到有一个钱财的思虑迷惑钱财的迷惑。
The riches can deceive us.
这个钱财可以迷惑我们的。
This riches deceive this rich person.
那这个钱财就让这个财主迷惑了。
And the riches give us the false security.
因为这个钱财让这个财主有了一个错误的安全感。
And give us a false confidence.
给他一个错误的信心。
And when we have no money, we depend on God.
当我们没有这些钱财的时候，我们依靠神。
When we do have money, we depend on money.
当我们有钱的时候，我们就来依靠钱财。
Riches often deceive us.
这些钱财经常来迷惑我们。
So what are the real problem by putting something other than God in the first place?
那如果我们让其他的事物来居首位，而不是神的话，真正的问题在哪里？
Matthew said, "Where your treasure is."There your heart will be also.
在马太福音讲，你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
The rich person's heart is in the barn.
这个财主的心就在仓库里面。
This is the purpose of Satan.
这就是撒旦他的目的。
Satan wants to gain our heart.
因为撒旦要得着我们的心。
So he would tempt us with riches.
所以他就用这些财物来引诱我们。
And when we put the treasures, we store the treasure for ourselves.
当我们为自己积财的时候，
And that's where our heart will be.
那我们的心就在那里。
And then the Satan reaches his purpose.
然后撒旦就达到他的目的。
And there's a second problem.
还有第二个问题。
When we put our heart in the treasures,
当我们把心放在财宝那里的时候，
Then our eyesight become bad.
我们的眼睛就昏花了，黑暗了。
All of a sudden, you open the Bible, you don't understand a word of it.
突然间，你打开圣经，里面每一句话你都不明白。
Isn't that amazing?
这是何等奇妙的呢？
If your heart is on the treasures, you open the Bible, you don't understand a word of it.
如果你的心是在财宝那里，打开圣经。你不会啊明白其中的任何一句话。
Your eye is bad.
因为你的眼睛昏花了。
Your whole body is in darkness.
你的全身都在黑暗里面。
Every word makes sense. You understand every single word, but you don't know what it's saying.
每一句话你都能读懂，但是你不知道里面讲什么。
If you store the treasure in heaven,
如果你的财宝是积在天上的话
，the words speak to you.
这些话都会对你讲。
Your eye is good.
因为你的眼睛是好的。
Your body is full of light.
你的整个身体也在光明里面。
You may not understand every word of it.
也许有的时候你甚至没有读懂。
But you know what God's heart is.
但你却知道神的心意在哪里。
This is so important.
这是何等重要。
Why are we not understanding God's heart?
为什么我们不了解神的心意呢？
Why we read the Bible, we get nothing out of it.
为什么我们也来读经却读不出什么？
Because our heart is on the treasures.
因为我们的心在那些财宝上。
Our treasure is not in heaven.
我们的财宝没有在天上。
And there's a third problem.
那还有第三个问题。
No one can serve two masters.
没有人可以侍奉两个主。
No one can serve two masters.
没有人能侍奉两个主。
If mammon is first,Then you serve mammon.
如果马门是居首位，那你就侍奉马门。
If God is first, then you serve God.
如果神是首位，那你就侍奉神。
You must take a choice.
你一定要做一个选择。
You cannot serve both.
你不能两个都侍奉。
Today, there's the biggest lie today is that you can serve God and mammon.
今天最大的谎言就是你可以侍奉马门，同时来侍奉神。
That's not what Bible said.
但圣经不是这么讲。
Bible says you cannot serve two masters.
圣经里面讲你不能侍奉两个主。
This is true.
这是真实的。
This is reality.
这是一个真理。
Elisha said you cannot serve Jehovah and Baal at the same time.
以利亚当时就说你不能又侍奉耶和华又侍奉巴利。
You have to make a choice.
你一定要选择。
Jehovah or Baal.
耶和华或者巴利。
Brother and sister,This is a serious thing for us today.
弟兄姐妹们，这对我们是非常严重的一件事。
We cannot serve two masters.
我们不能侍奉两个主。
So let's make a choice today.
所以今天就要做这样的选择。
Do you want to serve God or you want to serve mammon?
你要侍奉神还是侍奉马门？
Some of us may think that this all this discussion about riches does not apply to me because I am not rich.
弟兄姐妹们中间很多会说，刚才讲的都不适用，因为我没有钱。
I'm anything but rich.
我什么都似乎有，但我就是没有钱。
I have no barns.
我没有这个仓库。
Even that you don't have barns, the purpose of Satan is the same.
虽然你没有仓库，但是撒旦的目的还是一样。
Even that we have no riches, Satan can still capture our heart.
虽然我们似乎没有财富，但撒旦还是可以抓住我们的心。
How can Satan capture my heart if I'm poor?
如果我甚至没有钱财，为什么撒旦还能抓住我的心呢？
He capture our heart by worries of life.
因为他可以用世上的思虑。
We worry about what to eat, what to drink, what to put on.
我们在这里忧虑吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
For these things I say to you, do not be worried about your life.
为这个我向你们说，不要为生命忧虑，吃什么，喝什么。
We do need these things. These are things of life.
我们需要这些事，是我们生命中的需要。
Brothers and sisters, today very few people is worried about what to eat today.
弟兄姐妹们，今天很少有人忧虑今天吃什么。
I think we all know what we're going to eat today.
很多人我们知道今天要吃什么。
What we really worry about is what I'm going to eat down the road.
我们忧虑的其实是以后我吃什么。
Maybe when you after you fill your tank and you look at the meter is $50. 加油啊！
也许您去加完油之后一看，哎呀，花了50多块美金。
And everything else is so expensive.
所有的东西现在都在涨价。
And you begin to worry.
然后你就开始忧虑。
At this rate, at this kind of rate.
那如果是这么高的油价
，Do I have enough a few months down the road?
几个月之后，我还有没有足够的钱呢
？Brothers and sisters, let me tell you a secret that never pay gasoline for your children.
弟兄姐妹们，我教你一个秘诀，不要为你的孩子来付油钱。
You can pay tuitions.
你可以为他付学费。
You can pay the rent.
你可以为他付房租。
Just don't pay the gasoline.
但不要为他付油钱。
Always ask them to pay gasoline on their own.
让他们自己来付。
And they will learn a lesson every time they go to the pump.
然后每次他们到加油站的时候都要学这个功课。
It's a wonderful lesson of life.
这是生命里面该学的很奇妙的功课。
Actually, cost something.
因为这些要付代价的。
Maybe your worry is not about yourself. You worry about your children.
也许你的忧虑不在自己身上，是在你的孩子身上。
You worry about how do I take care of them?
那你在想我怎么样来照顾他们呢
？Now everything is so expensive now.
因为现在什么事都这么的贵。
Now how do I raise them until they become the grown up?
那我怎么样把他们养大成人呢
？Maybe you're getting older. You worry about your own retirement.
当你年长一点之后，就来忧虑自己的退休计划。
Maybe you plan to retire at 65.
也许你的计划是65岁退休。
Then you hope to live until 85.
但是你的预计是活到85岁。
So what I'm going to eat between 65 and 85?
那我在65岁到85岁之间吃什么呢
？And what do I drink and what do I put on？
那我喝什么呢？穿什么呢
？Then you worry about life way way into the futures。
你所忧虑的是将来很远的事情。
If this is worry is the first thing in our life，
那如果这个思虑成为我们生命里面最重要的事
，Then this worry will organize our life。
那这个思虑就要。让你的生活都围绕这件事。
Our entire life is organized around preparing that future.
那我们所有的生活安排都是为了将来打算。
How can we not worry about futures?
那我们怎样不为将来而思虑
？The Bible says you just look at the birds in the sky.
那圣经里面讲就是看看空中的飞鸟。
When I go to work every morning, I usually take 59 towards downtown.
当我上班的时候，经常是在59号公路去市中心。
Then I take an exit in West Lane, Then I make a right turn, at Westland.
啊，我经常是在 Westland 这个路出口转右。
Then there's a traffic stop right there at the West Park.
在West Park 那里就有一个交通灯。
And I will stop every morning.
每天早上在那儿我都要被停下来。
I never see a green light.
从来没有看到一次是绿灯。
Always red light, the Westland and the West Park.
在 Westland 跟West Park 这个交界总是红灯。
And there's the power line, above there.
那在上面有一个柱子，有一条
电线。And always lots of birds.
上面总有很多的鸟。
And you wait for the light, then you enjoy the birds.
当你等这个红灯的时候，你就会来欣赏这些鸟。
And sometimes I wonder, have they had breakfast yet?
有的时候我在想，他们吃早饭了吗？
I don't know whether they have breakfast, but they're very happy.
虽然我不知道他们有没有吃早餐，但看起来他们很快乐。
Do they know what they're going to eat during lunch?
他们知不知道中午要吃什么？
How about dinner?
那晚餐呢？
Where are they going to get water?
他们从哪儿去喝水呢？
You know, that many birds, hundreds of birds.
那成百的鸟在上面，很多。
If you want me to feed them, I don't know how to.
如果我要来喂这些鸟，我真的不知道怎么样。
They have to drink.
因为他们要喝。
If there are two kinds of bird, I need to have two kinds of bird fruits.
如果那个鸟有两种，我要准备两种不同的鸟食。
So how many birds on this earth?
那在这个地球上有多少的鸟呢？
And how many kinds of birds on this earth?
有多少种类的鸟呢？
Who feed them?
谁来喂养它们呢？
I didn't see any bird.That sow anything?
我也不见他们去纺织去种。
I didn't see anybody in my life that reap anything.
也不见到有任何的鸟在我生命里面，我看到它去收。
Have you ever seen a bird that built a barn?
有没有看到一个鸟建了一个仓库呢？
No, right? None of us in our life have seen any bird doing any of this.
那在我们的生命里面，我们接触的鸟没有一只是这么做的。
But how do they live?
那他们怎么生活呢？
Are we more precious than birds?
我们比鸟贵重多少呢？
God is reasoning with us.
因为神用这里与我们来思想。
If you worry about your life, you look at the bird in the air.
如果您忧虑的话，来看看天上的飞鸟。
How can they survive?
他们是怎么样生存的？
Because of Heavenly Father.
因为天父。
And we have the same Heavenly Father.
我们也有这样一位天父。
So why should I worry about?
那为什么我们要忧虑呢？
If you're still not convinced.
如果你还没有被说服的话。
Look at the lilies in the field.
来看看百合花。
Look at the clothes that God provides.
看看神为这个野地的百合花所预备的衣裳。
Have you seen any lily that toil?
有没有看到百合花在那儿劳苦呢？
Have you seen any lilies that actually know how to spin?
你有没有看到一个百合花，它知道怎么纺线呢？
But God gives them a beautiful clothes.
但是神却给他们这样美妙的穿戴。
When I was little, my mother was a embroiderer.
当我年幼的时候，我的母亲她会刺绣。
So my childhood memory is watching my mother doing embroidery.
那我童年的记忆就是总看到我妈妈在那里刺绣。
And mother was making those dress for those doll.
因为她是为那些玩具来做他的衣裳，
玩偶
来做衣服。
It's not the doll you buy in Walmart.
不是在 Walmart 买的那种玩偶。
This is the doll that you store in the museum.
这是在那些博物馆里面来展览的那些玩偶。
And so the clothes is very, very elegant.
那些衣裳是非常非常的。华丽。
And it took months and months to make a little dress for the doll.
就是为一个小玩偶做一件衣服，有的时候要花几个月的时间。
And I usually watch that, from beginning until the end.
有的时候我从开始的时候一直到最后都看到。
And once the dress is put on the doll, it is magnificent.
当这个衣服穿在这个玩偶身上的时候，那是何等的美好美妙。
I think maybe that's what the Solomon used to wear.
我想可能所罗门当时穿的就是这样的衣裳。
Yes, Solomon is the richest man at the time.
因为所罗门当时在世上是最富有的人。
So maybe Solomon's clothes is that kind of clothes.
所以我觉得所罗门的衣服应该是这种衣服。
But God said,
但是神却说，
Even Solomon with all his riches and his clothes cannot compare to the dress of lilies.
就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。
Maybe that you and I, we don't see lilies in Texas.
所以我们在德州的时候很可能没有看到过百合花。
We don't have this opportunity to observe.
我们没有这个机会来看这件事。
But God said that at least you have grass.
但是神却说你们可以看看草啊。
You can't look at the lilies, look at the grass.
如果没有看到百合花，来看看野地的草。
The grass of the field.
这些野地里的草。
The grass which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire.
它今天还在，明天就要丢到炉里。
And God will clothe them with dress.
但神还给他们这样的装饰。
Will he not clothe you?
何况你们呢？
We are God's children and we have a heavenly father.
我们是神的儿女，我们有一位天上的父亲。
It is the Gentile that seek after these things.
这些都是外邦人所求的。
Our Father knows before we even ask.
当我们祈求之先，我们的天父已经知道了。
Just like those lilies and those birds, they never ask and God knows anyway.
就像百合花跟这些鸟，他们从来没有还没有问的时候，神已经预备了一切。
Therefore we should seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
所以我们应该先求他的国跟他的义。
What is the kingdom?
那什么是他的国呢？
And in the Bible, especially in the Gospel, there's so many mention about kingdoms.
在圣经里面，在福音书里面多次的提到神的国。
And Bible has many parables about kingdom.
那关于国度，在圣经里面有许多的例子。
And there's one parable that's most important.
那有一个是最重要的。
And God said that if you do not understand this parable, how can you understand any other parables?
因为主耶稣说，你们不明白这个比喻吗？那你们怎么能够明白一切的比喻呢？
And what is this parable that is so important?
那这个这么重要的比喻是什么呢？
And this parable is the parable of the sower.
这个比喻是撒种的比喻。
And this parable opened up the mystery of the kingdom.
因为这个比喻就把天国的奥秘展示开了。
If we understand this parable, we understand the mystery of the kingdom.
如果我们了解这个比喻，我们就可以了解天国的事。
The sower is the God the Father.
撒种的人就是天父。
And the seed is the word.
这个种就是他的话。
And the word was with God, and the word was God.
道与神同在，道就是神。
Therefore the seed is Christ.
所以这个道就是主耶稣。
And the purpose of the sower is to put Christ into our heart.
撒种人他的目的就是把主耶稣摆在我们里面。
This is the purpose of the sower.
这个是撒种的人他的旨意。
And the soil will bear fruits.
然后这个土呢会结果。
And the life in the fruit is the same as the life in the seed.
这个在果实里的生命与在种子里的生命是完全一样的。
And when you bear fruit from your heart,
当我们从心里面守着结果的时候，
And Christ is in you,
耶稣基督就在你们心里，
And your heart becomes the place that Christ can rule,
在你的心里就是基督可以掌权的地方。
And that is the kingdom of God,
那就是神的国。
When our life is like Christ,
当我们的生命像基督的生命一样，
and the kingdom is in us,
这个天国就在我们心里，
we become part of the kingdom.
我们就成为天国的一部分。
This is the mystery of the kingdom of God.
这个就是神国的奥秘。
And this is the mystery of the parable of the sower.
这就是撒种比喻里面的奥秘。
So the sower has a purpose.
所以撒种的人他有一个旨意。
The purpose is to put Christ into our heart.
他的旨意就是把基督摆在我们心里。
When Christ rule and reign in our heart.
让基督在我们的心里面来做主掌权。
And our heart become part of the kingdom.
然后我在我们的心里就成为天国的一部分。
This is the kingdom of God.
这个是神的国。
This is the gospel of kingdom.
这是天国的福音。
How do we know the kingdom is in our heart?
那我们怎么知道这个天国在我们里面呢？
And this is important question.
这是一个非常重要的问题。
Is kingdom in your heart?
在你心里面有没有他的国度？
Is kingdom in my heart?
在我心里面有没有神的国？
In Rome chapter 14, Paul said that the kingdom of God is not about eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
在罗马书十四章那里讲到，神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平和圣灵中的喜乐。
What is righteousness?
那什么是公义呢？
What is his righteousness?
什么是他的公义呢？
If you want to understand his righteousness, you can go to the Sermon of the Mount.
如果你要了解他的公义，就要来到登山宝训。
Sermon of the Mount is not a law.
登山宝训并不是一个律法。
Sermon of Mount is his righteousness.
这个登山宝训是他的公义。
This righteousness will surpass the righteousness of Pharisees and scribes.
因为这个义要胜过法利赛和文士的义。
And if this righteousness is in us, the kingdom of God is in us.
如果这个公义在我们心里，那我们心里面就是天国。
If one day you realize when someone slapped your right cheek, and you turn your left cheek to him.
如果有一天人打你的右脸，你把左脸也转过来给他打的话，
then you know kingdom is in you.
你就知道神的国在你里面。
It's not because there is a law about that.
并不因为这是外面的律法。
Because there's a life in you that has this righteousness.
因为在你里面的生命有这样的公义。
If one day someone want to sue you or take your shirt and you let him have your coat as well.
当有人来抢你的内衣的时候，你把外衣也给他。
And kingdom is in you.
那这个国度就在你里面。
If someone forces you to go 1 mile, then you go 2 miles.
如果有人强逼你走一里路，你却陪他走第二里路。
Then kingdom is in you.
那天国就在你里面。
So we should know whether the kingdom is in us or not.
所以我们应该知道在我们里面有没有天国。
Brother and sister, it's not about what we know.
弟兄姐妹们，不是我们知道多少。
It's about change.
是关乎改变。
Have kingdom in your heart change you.
在你里面的这个国度有没有改变过你？
Second thing is about peace.
第二件事是和平。
Peace is an amazing thing.
这个和平是非常奇妙的。
If you don't have peace, you can never purchase it.
如果你没有和平的话，那你不可能去买和平。
On the other hand, if you have peace, no one can take it away.
另一方面，如果你有的话，没有人能把它夺去。
So what is peace?
那和平是什么？
Peace is nothing, none other than our Lord Jesus.
和平就是主耶稣基督他自己。
He is the Prince of Peace.
因为他是和平的君。
He said, "Peace, I leave with you."
他说，我留下平安给你们。
Peace is not a feeling.
平安并不是一个感觉。
Peace is a person.
平安是一个人。
When Christ is in you, you will have peace.
当基督在你里面心里，你就会有平安。
When Christ is not in you, you will not have peace.
如果基督不在你心里，你不会有平安。
If peace is in you, then kingdom is in you.
如果这个平安在你里面，那天国就在你里面。
The third, the joy in the Holy Spirit.
那第三点就是圣灵里的喜乐。
Joy is the fruit of Holy Spirit.
喜乐是圣灵所结的果子。
Especially the joy in tribulation.
尤其是在患难中的喜乐。
If you are in tribulations.
如果你在患难之中
And there is a joy in your heart
你心里却有一个喜乐的话
That means the kingdom is in you
那就代表天国在你里面
Just like Paul and Silas
就像保罗跟希拉一样
They were in the tribulation, they were in jail
他们在患难里面是被关在监牢里面
But they found joy in their heart
但在心里他们却找到喜乐
This is the joy of the Holy Spirit
这个是圣灵里的喜乐
This is an unspeakable joy
这是说不出来的喜乐
When you have this joy then you know kingdom is in your heart
当你有这样喜乐的时候你就知道天国在你里面
How do we seek his kingdom and his righteousness
那我们怎样来先求他的国他的义呢
And Matthew 5:5 said Blessed are the meek for they shall inherit The earth.
在马太福音第五章第五节说温柔的人有福了因为他们必承受地土
We must be meek.
我们必须要温柔
But what is the meaning of meek?
那温柔的意思是什么呢
You know when people train horses
当人来训练马的时候
When the horse is well trained they call this horse a meek horse
当一匹马被训练之后这匹马就被称为是驯服的马。
So what is a meek for? Meek horse?
那这个温柔的马是什么意思呢
？So when you have this meek horse, you say go, then he will go.
那被驯服的马，你让他走，他就走。
Then you say stop, and he will stop.
你让他停，他就会停。
If you don't say go, this horse will never go.
如果你不说走的话，这个马它永远也不会动。
If you don't say stop, this horse will never stop.
如果你不说停的话，这个马它也永远不会停。
Until he runs to his death.
直到他死的那一日。
No. He will run until he dies.
他就一直奔跑，一直奔跑到死。
That's the meek horse.
这个就是顺服的马匹。
When in the Wild West time, sometime,Your life depends on horse.
当西部开发的时候，人的这个生活都是依靠马匹。
Therefore, they train the horse this way.
所以他们就这样来训练马匹。
There are certain situations that you will not be able to stop.
因为有的情况下面你不能停。
You need a horse that will not stop on its own.
你需要一匹马，它不会自己停下来。
Even this horse will die.In the running of the course,
就算这匹马它跑一直会跑到它死。
If that is what it took,
如果这个是需要做的事情。
And these meek horse will do just that.
这些驯服的马，他们就会这么去做。
The meekness is complete obedience.
温柔其实就是完全的顺服。
This is what it takes to seek His kingdom and His righteousness.
这就是先求他的国、他的义的条件。
When God told Abraham, sacrifice Isaac,
当神启示亚伯拉罕献上以撒的时候
God is actually asking this question, is Isaac the first or me the first?
其实神是在问亚伯拉罕这个问题以撒是居首位还是我居首位
Abraham almost cannot answer that question.
亚伯拉罕他不知道怎样回答
Because Isaac is joy of his life
因为以撒是他生命里的喜乐
There's nothing better than Isaac in Abraham's life
在亚伯拉罕的生命里面没有什么比以撒对他来讲更让他喜乐
That is the promise of the Lord
因为这是从主来的应许所生的
But God says Isaac first or me first
但神却说以撒居首位还是我居首位
And Abraham is a well-trained horse
那亚伯拉罕就是被驯服过的马匹
He's meek
因为他温柔
The God said this is the way to go and Abraham went
当神说这是一条这样的路他就照着这条路去走
It doesn't mean that Abraham was not sorrowful for that
并不是说亚伯拉罕他没有里面的忧愁
It doesn't mean that Abraham doesn't have the feeling.
并不是说亚伯拉罕他没有一点的感情。
But Abraham was a trained horse.
但是亚伯拉罕却是被驯服过的。
God said this direction, then he went.
当神说这是这个方向，他就照着这个方向去行。
But the Lord didn't take Isaac after all.
但是神却没有把以撒取去。
Because God got the answers.
因为神已经得着了他要得的答案。
And God knows who is first in Abraham's life.
他已经知道了在亚伯拉罕的生命里面谁是居首位的。
It's not Isaac.
并不是以撒。
It's God himself.
是神他自己。
Brothers and sisters, where are we with the Lord?
弟兄姐妹们，今天我们与神是在什么样的光景里面？
It's not about our knowledge.
并不是我们知识上有多少。
It's not about our services.
也不是我们服侍了多少。
It's about the priority in our life.
是关乎我们生命里面的优先次序。
It's the kingdom of God in us.
在我们里面有没有神的国？
Are there any thrones in our life?
在我们的生命里面有没有这些荆棘？
How is our life organized?
我们的生活是怎样的来组织的？
Are we organized around our children?
是不是围绕孩子们？
Are we organized our life around our job?
是不是围绕着我们的工作？
Are we organized ourselves around our financial goals?
是不是围绕着我们财务的计划？
Are you organized ourselves around our own worries?
或者是围绕着我们的思虑？
Where are our treasures?
我们的财宝在哪里？
Do we store the treasure in heaven?
我们有没有积财宝在天上？
Or we store the treasure on earth.
或者只是在地上来积财宝？
Where is your heart?
你的心在哪里？
Can you see clearly with your eyes?
你的眼睛能不能清楚地看见？
Is our body full of light or full of darkness?
我们的身体是完全在光中还是在黑暗里？
Are we still trying to serve two masters?
我们是不是还在想来服侍两个主？
Do we have the worries of life?
我们有没有世上的思虑？
Have you looked at the birds in the sky?
有没有看到天上的飞鸟？
Have you looked at the lilies in the field?
有没有看野地的百合花？
Do not worry about tomorrow.
不要为明天来忧虑。
Tomorrow belongs to God.
因为明天是属于神的。
He is the Lord of tomorrow.
他是明天的主。
We must see first His kingdom and His righteousness.
我们必须先求他的国，他的义。
All these things will be added to us.
所有这些都要加给我们。
We need to have the same meekness as Abraham.
我们需要有像亚伯拉罕那样的温柔。
It is about obedience.
是关乎顺服。
It's not about intelligence.
不是关乎我们的智慧。
Kingdom of God is Christ.
因为神的国就是基督。
When Christ is in you, the kingdom is in you.
当基督在你心里，你里面就是神的国。
May we all like the good soil.
愿意我们都像好土一样。
We will hear the word.
我们可以听到神的道。
We will accept the word.
我们接受了神的道。
We are obedient to the word.
而且我们顺服神的道。
Wherever the Lord wants us to go, then we will go.
不管神让我们去哪里，我们就去。
Blessed are the meekness, we will inherit the land.
温柔的人有福了，因他们必承受地。
May the Lord bless us today.
愿意神今天来祝福我们。
May us have the grace.To make the right choice this morning.
愿意我们都有恩典，能够在今天早上做对的选择。
May we be able to say that I would rather have Jesus.
让我们都在心里可以讲，我宁愿有耶稣。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning again. We're grateful for your words.
父啊，我们感谢您，为着今天早上您又向我们说话。
We're all full.
我们真的是无知。
We oftentimes our eye is bad.
有的时候我们的眼睛真的是昏花。
And our body is in darkness.
我们全身都在黑暗里。
But how mercy you are.
但是您却有怜悯。
You shine the light again on us.
您又用您的光来光照我们。
Open your word to us.
把您的话语打开。
To challenge us with your word.
今天也用您的话来挑战我们。
Brother and sister here today, I pray for all of us.
弟兄姐妹，今天在这里的，我也为每一个人祷告。
Father, we pray that we have that ear that can hear.
父啊，我们愿意有一个可听的耳朵。
Help us to see the deceitfulness of the enemy.
让我们看到仇敌他给我们的迷惑。
So that we can return to you.
所以我们可以回转来向您。
We will make that right choice.
我们可以做对的选择。
We seek His kingdom and your righteousness.
我们来求您的国跟您的义。
And we trust these things will be added to us.
我们相信这一切的东西都要加给我们。
We pray for those who has worry of life.
我们为那些有今生思虑的来祷告。
Encourage us by the birds.
主啊，用天上的飞鸟来鼓励我们。
Encourage us by the lilies.
用百合花来鼓励我们。
That we will trust our heavenly Father will hear us before we even ask.
我们信靠天父，在我们未祈求以先已经知道了。
We give this word to you.
我们把这些话语交在您手里。
We ask the Holy Spirit to continue to interpret into our heart.
愿圣灵继续在我们心里做解释的工作。
We pray in Jesus' name.
如此祷告，奉主耶稣的名。